Recording now.
Garage Band. Let me find it. Garage Band. Garage Band. I bet he wants an update. Can't open anything these days without having 20 minutes of updates. It's an absolute nightmare. No, I don't care what's new in Garage Band. Record using a microphone. I want to hear my instrument as I play and record. No, just do a mic built in output. What am I doing now? Have I done anything wrong? Got it. So that's quite good. Okay, it definitely seems like it's recording things. Yeah, I'm recording.
Right. 3, 2, 1. Welcome, dear listeners. This is episode 115 of the Devon Dice podcast, recorded on the 21st of January, 2024. In this podcast, be the standard usual news, crowdfunding from the board gaming industry, and games we've been playing, possibly a bit more, depending on the time. I'm your host, Joel. Joining me tonight, we've got Sam.
Hello, folks.
And Lewis, he's back.
Hello, all.
Yeah, welcome back, Lewis. It's been a long time since you've been on the show.
It has. I apologise. I blame my wife for booking things and family things and every time I think. But then also, I sort of look and I sort of go, oh, well, Nick's there, so he knows a lot more than me, so don't really need me anyway. So I'm sure you all did. I'm sure you all did fine without me. It was absolutely fine.
So just a recap, I mean, our last show was the best game of last year that you played. Is there anything that stood out that you played, one game, just to
heat?
Yeah, that was Claire's favorite. That's or top of second my head. I haven't favorite gone through any
lists. You've caught me off guard, but yes, that is definitely, I mean, that's the one that jumps out the first thing I think of. Did it come out in 2014?
No,
in 2024.
Yeah,
it came out the year before, didn't it? But it's the first time we played it, was it?
Hey, first time you played it, yeah. Because we played at UK Games Expo.
I played it with you at the UK Games Expo and loved it. So yeah, mine would be Heat. Yeah,
awesome. Cool. Well, welcome back. And all right, Sam, how are you doing?
Yep, good. No problem.
He's still alive since the last podcast. Yeah.
Still coming to terms with the humiliating loss to that Exeter Chiefs had. I think it was a waste of 2 hours of my life watching that.
Never mind. Right, so convention news. You've got the half marathon board gaming day coming up in a week's time. It is sold out, but I'm going. I'm really looking forward to it. Then possibly might be one ticket available because the wife's not coming with me. The Torquay Gaming Weekend is nearing, and there is still spaces available for that. I spoke to Matt earlier. He said there's plenty of room. So you can always, if you want to go to a board gaming weekend, and everything's included in the price of the hotel facilities and the evening food, breakfast, then pop along to that. Links will be in the show notes. And then there's also the North Devon Board Gaming Weekend at the Fox and Hound. I think it's Fox and Hound. I've completely got that mixed up.
Yeah, something like that. The Fox and Hounds.
It is sold out again, but if you are going, hopefully Lewis and Nick will help me with this, will be providing the Saturday evening dinner quiz entertainment. So I've just been discussing that with Matt from the hotel. And I need to put my head together and think of questions and what we can do. So yeah, looking forward to that. Yeah,
I can't wait for that.
Yeah, you're going, aren't you? Yeah,
I'm going down. Yeah, I'm actually bringing my son this year.
Mm.
He doesn't know it yet. It's a birthday surprise for him.
Bless.
Yeah, he loves board games. So
I was going to say, busy weekends coming up, and board gaming fun. In the news, Facebook bans ads for the reprint of Votes for Women. So, this goes along. It basically said that it featured sensitive social issues.
Like women being given the vote is still sensitive 100 years later. I mean, it was it's a bit shocking, really.
Well, I'm still very offended by it.
That really doesn't surprise me.
Should obviously take it off immediately. Can't believe they allowed it on Facebook. Disgusting in the first place. Unbelievable scenes. So what is the complaint about it?
Lewis is completely joking here.
But it's just a political game, basically, about the struggle for women, you know, suffrage movement, basically, women trying to get the vote, which was, as we know, you know, over 100 years ago. And apparently adverts for it is a sensitive social issue, and therefore the adverts are banned, which is quite strange.
On which side? Is it because it's supposed to be, it shouldn't be about, you can't know that women never had the vote, and so that's bad, or is it because...
Well, this is the point, isn't it?
No, women shouldn't have the vote, so we should not be advertising this in a game. What's the argument?
So the automated response for it, apparently, is Facebook says the ads are being rejected because they are either mention a politician, which it doesn't, or are about sensitive social issues, which could influence how people vote and may impact the outcome of an election or pending legislation. So do we think that Trump is potentially going to ban women from voting in a second term? So that's all I can think might be the case. It's very strange.
I mean, in their defense, women voting definitely will affect elections.
Yeah,
they've got a point there.
True. Yeah. I can't believe this is something that's picked up automatically. So it's probably one of those right wing nut jobs in the United States that is constantly clicking, this offends me, this should be removed from Facebook, kind of things. And it's triggered something automatic, basically. So it's clearly wrong. But I think the main problem is that no one could get an answer from Meta about why it has been banned. You know, what checks have been done to make inform this decision, and also just the sheer kind of financial hit that the designer is now taking, the publisher is now taking on the Kickstarter as a result. So, yeah, they've presumably paid for these ads, and now they're being banned. So it's pretty shocking, really. Actually, it's an absolutely shocking state of affairs, and it's just another excuse for, you know, Facebook's just crap. I hate it, but you know.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen some really shocking stuff on Facebook, like adverts and things like that, and I was like, how does this get through, kind of thing? But yeah, it's probably one of those things, right wing.
Was it something about how the advert was created or something?
No, because I think the adverts were running. It's just that they then got pulled and disappeared, and they got a notification.
No, as in, were they running an ad campaign that was like, don't let women vote or something, and then somebody's completely took it as red and serious, and it was
no it'd been as in they were like, it's a game about, you know, I think it was, I'm not sure about the exact content of the advert, but I suspect it was your fairly normal Kickstarter game advert. My theory is that it would still be the nutters that are kind of, you know, the snowflake emasculated right wing nutters in America that are clicking the hide it. This is offensive because
the one cell kind of movement, isn't it? Is it one cell? Something like that.
Incel.
Incel, that's it. Yeah. But anyway.
Lively cry about not being able to get women.
Well, anyway, I mean, it's on Kickstarter at this minute. Slowly, I mean, it's got 4 days to go. Oh no, back this project. Oh no, it's taken a long time. So, four days to go. Oh, it's overfunded, it's doing really well. So, it shouldn't be a problem. It hasn't been a problem for them.
I think the main issue is that they're trending towards what they were hoping for as a minimum, but I think with the adverts, they would have expected another $60,000 to $80,000.
That would have probably been nice for them, but. This should be all right for what they're producing. And then hopefully maybe they get a third printing.
That kind of reverse negative thing, though. No such thing as bad press type thing. If there's enough.
Well, this is it. Well, it's got some good press out of it, hasn't it? So
yeah. Oh yeah, Meta is the only one's losing here, really, in a way.
Anyway, Where's it gone? Script.
Facebook, you suck.
Yeah. Yeah, I should stop
this. When Elon Musk finally gets that cage... Oh, well, when Elon Musk finally has that cage fight with Mark Zuckerberg, let's hope that he feeds him his teeth. I mean, both of them. Both of them are really... I could do with both of them just... You know, not making it out of the cage, quite frankly. But, you know.
Just imagine it, just knocking each other out in the same kind of one punch. Nucleum Australia expansion has been announced. I haven't actually played it, Nucleum, yet. This is Nick putting this in, but yeah, it looks like this adds on a new board. Oh no, it's a whole new board. So yeah. Brand new board, now featuring Australia, looks the same kind of thing, probably different routes, things going on. So yeah, if you've got Nukem, enjoy that, and then yeah, new expansion coming out. Anyway, Altered, a new trading card game.
You skipped Nick's little comment to you there, which is Joel on Nukem Australia. It says, Joel, it's clearly time to rebuy the base game.
Yeah, no, I'm not doing that. I'd rather play some.
Didn't you say that you haven't played it yet?
I haven't played it. I had it.
Oh no!
I brought it from back from Essen.
You bought it, didn't play it, and sold it.
Yeah.
Oh dear.
I brought it back from Essen. It sat on my shelf, still in the wrap, and I watched a few videos, and then I thought this is way too heavy for like the people I normally play with, so. I might as well just get rid of mine and play it with people that already have it, know how to play it, and enjoy it that way. So, basically, the other podcasts, they're all into it. They know how to do it. So, I'll probably bump into them like this Saturday coming up and most likely try and sit down in a game with them and see how it is then. But yeah, that was the issue. I got my money back for it, so not too bothered.
Oh, that's right then.
Altered, a new trading card game coming from Asmodee Equinox. So yeah, hitting Kickstarter end of the month, I believe. You can actually play test this or play it, like test it out. There's a print and play package you can download. So if you've got access to a printer, you don't actually have to pay for the resources for, then it might be handy. But so yeah, I was looking at this. It looks really interesting. It's very unique IP. There's two trading card games coming out this year. We've got The Altered, and then we also got Star Wars Unlimited, I believe it's called. I played that.
Well, another Star Wars trading card game.
Another could be loosely termed.
There was one when I was a kid.
Oh yeah, it was probably one of those trading cards games for everything back when we were like 90s and that, but no, there was the recent one, but it was kind of more of a dice card game, wasn't it? The Destiny that came out.
Yeah.
And that did alright.
What about that one that was like Star Realms?
Star Realms. Oh, the deck building game. So it's like Star Wars, a deck building game. I wouldn't call that a trading card game.
Okay.
But Unlimited is basically, it will be a trading card game where you'll buy boosters and things like that. The same with this, the Altered. And someone actually said it's got some similarities to the Star Wars Unlimited, where you're drawing two cards, playing one down as resource, tapping facility, and then you play a card down into one of two lanes, and then kind of compare cards and battle it out. So yeah, it'd be interesting to see how this does. If I have time and things like that, I might look at printing this out and giving it a try. But yeah, seems to be a lot of publicity advertising being pushed, like on Board Game Geek and Facebook and things like that. So yeah, I think they're trying to go big on this and make it noticeable. Maybe something for you, Lewis. Unless you want to do the Lewis.
Sounds like something for me. Yep. If there's one thing I love, it's spending many hundreds of pounds to not have a complete game.
Isn't it? Just makes people chase. the special cards.
Having had a Star Trek trading card game addiction when I was about 8 to 10 as a kid, I would never go near anything like that again. The amount of money burnt into them, that hobby was ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah, I've never really got into any of them. But yeah. Except for Marvel Snap, which is digital and I have no physical copies of any cards. Yeah, that's probably the biggest.
That's worse.
It could be, because they could just turn the service off at any point and I have nothing to show for it.
Yeah, I've still got my lovely cards.
So, crowdfunding. First up, Dice Tower is having its annual funding raising campaign. Again, lots of promos you can purchase for a stupid amount of money, and lots of other trinkets and things like that to support the Dice Tower and its endeavors to bring board gaming to the world. It's interesting because there's a few promos on there that you could purchase as bundles, and one of them in particular was Ark Nova, which actually says underneath it, you'll be able to get this in an expansion, upcoming expansion, but it have different artwork. So it's just like, okay, so I don't really need to spend the money here for it.
Unless you really want a picture of Tom Vassell, I guess.
Well, this is it.
On the art card, I'm assuming, because I think one of them is like promotions team or something is one of the cards. So I presume it'll be like a picture of the Dice Tower crew in some fashion or other, I would have thought. But yeah, the main problem with this is I always think, oh yeah, I think I have backed Dice Tower once before, and they sort of sent dice and things. I didn't get any of the promo packs, but the trouble with the promo ones is that you spend like 50 quid and you get like a load of promos, but you only need one of them. I want the Clank one, but I don't want to pay like the money for all of them and then have a load of promos that I have to try and get rid of for games I don't care about. So,
well, this is
the same with all of these, really. It's the same with all of them, isn't it? It's like whether it's this one or Game Boy Geek or whatever, all of the content makers kind of do the same sort of thing. Secret Cabal do the same thing. They bundle up stuff into 5 packs. Which is I understand why they do it, because obviously it's a pain in the neck to sort of go, oh, someone wants this one or that one or these three. I can understand why they kind of bundle them together, but I just think and also half of them I look at it and I go I don't really want promos. Half the time they're kind of like weird when they come out, like the I'm looking at the Art Society one now in the A-pack, and it's like artistic versions of the presenters, and it's just like, I don't really want them rocking up in my Game of Art Society. I always find it a bit strange. But it's good, though, because they're fully funded and going past their goals, so that's good.
Well, it's the way they can get most of the money, isn't it, at the end of the day, and for what the content they produce and the entertainment factor, they do need this sort of thing. So
I certainly don't begrudge it at all.
No.
I was tempted to back it just at the minimal level and then go for like the $15 add-on for box bands and stuff like that, so I might still do that before it goes,
because
some of the add-on things are more interesting.
I mean, I am backing for one of the promo packs, but there is a few games in there I've got that have add-on promos I could use, so don't think I'm losing out too much on it. But it is one of those things. It is a shame that they do separate bundles, because if you like, you have games spread out through all 5 or 6 bundles, it's going to cost you a small fortune to get it all, but hey ho, that's how they make the money. Anyway, check that out. I mean, it's still got like 12 days to go. They're overfunded, they're doing really well. This is one of Nick's he's put in. It's the Silver Big Box. It's got like a compilation of games. I don't really know about it.
It's more Ultimate Werewolf stuff, basically, from whatever they're called. Bezier Games.
Oh, Bezier Games. I see.
So it's set in the werewolf universe kind of thing. which instantly is a red flag to me because it's like I hate that game so much.
Yeah.
But they are. It is a whole bunch of different stuff within a box. So yeah.
And it's like can't really.
Whoa! You hate Werewolf.
Yeah, man. Sucks.
Nobody hates Werewolf. Will's that one of the best
correction
games? Like, it's
I
the
just
original.
Said I hate Werewolf, and you just said nobody hates Werewolf. So this is
no, you're just mistaken, and you haven't thought about it enough. That's all that's happened there.
No, I have. I've played it, and I hate it. It's just the worst kind of game experience. I hate it. I hate all those kind of collection games, and Werewolf in particular.
No. Most of them are rubbish. Don't get me wrong, but Werewolf is the original. And best.
No.
This is
an entirely subjective opinion. I hate it. Because I do hate it. So it's fine. There's plenty of people that disagree with that opinion, but I hate it. I hate it personally. Mm. So.
Oh, that's such a shame. I think sometimes it's the people you play it with. I think that a lot about a lot of games. I think those games in particular need to play with a good group of people.
It's the same for like with playing role playing. I don't like playing like the role playing element of role playing games. I like the mechanical part of it. I don't like the having to. I hate games where you have to actively try and lie. I hate all of those types of games. I don't mind games like. Like Battlestar Galactica and stuff, where you've got a hidden role and you have to act a certain way because at least they kind of the game mechanics help hide you to some extent, or you can use the mechanics of the game to hide you, and it's not like you're lying at that point. Whereas in this one, you actively have to lie and manipulate, and I hate that kind of game. I hate manipulation sort of games. I hate those kind of political ones as well, where you've got like you're having to kind of manipulate people into stuff. Like diplomacy would be one of those, wouldn't it? Where I've not played it, but it would be one of those where you have to, like Game of Thrones, the board game would be another one where you're kind of like conniving and you have to be sly and you have to make alliances and then betray people. And I hate all that type of stuff. And that and Werewolf is like at least it lasts less time than most of those big ones, but it's still one of those games.
It
makes my skin crawl playing it. I hate it. I hate the feeling it engenders.
One Night Werewolf?
Interesting.
Yeah, all of that. Yeah, that's what I mean. One Night Ultimate Werewolf, that's what this is being. Yeah, that's the best year games.
The Resistance?
No. The Resistance isn't too bad, because that's more of, again, you're sort of playing cards and it either wins or not. That's more like the Battlestar sort of style thing.
There's less lying.
Yeah, you do have a little bit of a finger-pointy kind of bit. That's the bit I don't like, is... If you the ones that are good at it are good at manipulating the vote and being, because you have that's where you have to lie or be sly, and that's again the bit I don't like about those games.
You won't like Blood on the Clock Tower then.
Probably not.
Yeah. I mean, Blood on the Clock Tower is particularly bad if you don't like.
Have you played it, Avilas?
Yeah, there's quite a few people around here who there was one on Friday actually. I didn't go to the one on Friday, but they regularly have meetups to play it. Community centres and things, and you can go along and pay a couple of quid and join in.
That's cool. Anyway, let's move along.
It's good fun,
Silver, the collector's edition, is out there. 17 to the gays to go. It's well funded. It does come in a very nice box, so you can get everything for it.
This one as well is that that a lot of these games are kind of like more like classic card games that have just got this theme kind of attached to it, and those like certain roles and stuff within the werewolf villager roles and stuff kind of do different things. So it's not quite werewolf, but it's just set in that universe, really.
Monty Python: The Holy Grail looks like an awful board game, but it's funding really well. It suits the characteristics of the film and everything, and you can relive like the antics of the film, and you get to flick a cow meeple across the board on this catapult. It looks stupid, looks fun, it's doing really well, and internet's really slow, so I'm like, everything's taking ages to load in. I don't know if Sam would like this or not, because I can't decide. So, Among the Cultists, a murder mystery thriller board game. Now, Among the Cultists, this is not their first time on Kickstarter, because this is for a new expansion they're bringing out. I picked up the whole shebang when I was at Essen for a good deal. So, yeah, I'm back in this to get the new expansion. And back in this, and I still have not played it myself. So, I'm hoping... at the North Devon Board Gaming Weekend, Lewis, that we will be able to get enough people together to play this and get this tried out.
Sounds good.
So if you don't know what Among Cultists is, it's basically Among Us, the video game that we played a lot of when we were in lockdown, didn't we, Lewis? So that was hilarious fun. Yep. So it's pretty much the same thing. Everyone's moving around the board. Someone's the murderer. And you've got to try and work it out as they go around murder people. So, yeah, it looks, it's got the same vibes.
But isn't the problem there that everyone can see the whole board?
Yeah, I see. I'm not sure how. I need to read the rules and I need to work it out properly. I've watched a few clips of it because I've not actually had a set of date to play it yet. I've not got too into the rules of it yet. But, I mean, it's got good vibes, good ratings from reviewers and other people I've spoken to about. So, yeah, it's meant to be pretty good. And the expansions just add new locations to play at. So, yeah. And what the one of the coolest aspects of it is that you get a small expansion pack. So you're the pawns of these big metal, big wooden, like, pucks. They're using hockey kind of thing, but like, and then you put stickers on it for the characters. So there'd be normal side, like they're alive, and then it can flip over to show that they're dead. But they give an expansion where you can print out your friends' faces, and they you can actually be in the game, which is a cool aspect to it. So yeah, I've got to get your mugshot and put that on one of the cubes, on the discs for the weekend.
Okay.
And then last one I'm just going to go to because we're pushing for time. Kabuto Sumo Sakura Slam. I think that's how I said that right.
Sakura Slam.
Yeah. I was nearly there.
Nearly.
Wow, that was so good, Joel. Are you Japanese?
So this is basically a standalone version for Kabuto Sumo. So this is like it, you can add in the previous wrestlers that if you've got the other one, the original, onto this, or you could just buy this and have a new gameplay. So this is basically like a boxing ring. Instead of a round circle, it's now a square. It's got corner posts that don't move, and you're like launching from one of the corners of the ring, not like anywhere around it. So it's got a real interesting aspect to it of that feature. So you're kind of limited where you play in. It's got the same sort of thing that each bug has its own powers and different tactics. Yeah, all in again. And now you can actually buy a deluxified sumo ring for it. So they're basically wooden instead of cardboard. So yeah, all in again on this, I think. I think your kid will like this. It's Lewis or your kids.
He would like it.
Yeah,
he likes everything.
So you can actually buy an all-in pledge level of, and you get everything from previous campaigns and now, and the deluxe sumo rings for $150. So,
not terrible. How much is postage? Like another $259?
Yeah, probably something like that. What is the postage? Not EU. All in bundle, $18. So, not bad.
That's not terrible.
No. So yeah, and they're doing really well actually. Nearly a quarter of a million funded. Oh, that's in pounds. Yeah, well, they're doing really well in dollars. And 11 days to go on that. So, I really like Kabuto Sumo. Nice little penny pusher game, as they call it.
Yeah, yeah. Harkens to that, does look fun. Kind of old arcade style, isn't it? It's just kind of interesting.
I can't break my no Kickstarter rule. I'll wait for it to come to retail.
Or for Joel to get it, which is the same thing, really.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. And then he'll want to sell it in a week's time. So probably without playing it.
Anyway, let's get on to what we've been playing. Sam, do you want to kick off with something you've been playing?
Oh, God, I'll have to remember. So I went to Meeple's Corner for Friday last... Not this week, but the week before. And Chris wanted to try Age of Wonders Planetfall, which I had remember seeing elsewhere, but I'd never didn't even read about it or anything. I know it's based on a video game called Age of Wonders, I think, from years and years ago. But I have no knowledge of it beyond that. And essentially in this one, it's kind of like an interesting drafting game. It's almost a bit Seven Wonders-ish, but instead of playing, like, take a hand of cards and take one, pass them round, all the cards are, like, open on the table and into sort of different rows of cost, so level 1, level 2, level 3, and each player takes turns placing their marker on the card they're going to take each round, and the further up the rows... And you are, so if you play it on the very first card of the first row, you're going to be the first player in the next round to draft. But the card, you know, depends which card you want. You know, if you want to go for a card round the middle somewhere, you're going to need to go for the middle, and you'll probably be going second, third, fourth, maybe fifth, sixth, if you're playing with that many players. So it's kind of an interesting dynamic of trying to get the cards you want, but at the same time not going too far in the turn order so that you don't get any cards on the next round. It's kind of interesting. And quite straightforward. It was like I'd say it was about 30 to 45 minute game. There was five of us, I think. Yeah, five.
Nice. Pretty good.
Yeah, it was all right. Yeah, it was okay. I mean, thematically, it's a sci-fi kind of thing with alien races, and in terms of variability, it's quite interesting. There's like various kind of end game scoring boards, which have, I think it's probably about a dozen of those. So you can play with a random one each time, so the win conditions, or the extra goals that you have change with each game, and the player race boards, the six of them, because you can play up to six players, but they're reversible, so you can, you know, essentially you've got 12 different unique powers as well within that, so there's quite a lot of variability with it, and it doesn't take very long, and yeah, it was alright.
It's cool.
Yeah, I mean, it's not one that I'm going to be adding to my collection, but it's one of those that I'd say I'd happily play it if someone else wanted to, then I'd play it. But it was interesting. It was good. I liked the dynamic of just being, like I said, the dynamic of having to choose a card based on also bearing in mind the order you want to be at next time round. It was quite good.
Cool. Lewis, do you need some time to think of a game you've played recently, or...?
No, I don't. I've got a couple lined up.
Go on then, hit us.
Well, it's not. I mean, it's going along my line of very old classic games. A lot of the game that I do now is with the family, in particular with my son, mainly because my gaming group is here is a little bit on hold at the moment because one of the guys is unfortunately going through a separation with his. With his wife, I've been playing a lot of more family related games. I feel like I'm investing heavily now so that I can really get him into the heavier stuff later. It was just before Christmas, and I think it was on sale on Amazon for £40 or something, and I bought him the new version, Avalon Hill Hasbro version of Hero Quest for Christmas. And so Dungeon Crawlers. I'm not really a Dungeon Crawler fan. I find them a bit grindy and very repetitive, which I still do. But at least with Hero Quest, apart from the whole... So for people who don't know, it's from the early 90s, late 80s. But I'm sure everyone's heard of Hero Quest. It's a dungeon crawling game. You open a room, you bad guys appear, you kill the bad guys, and then you look for treasure and you move on, and then you find the big bad guy and then you win. Except there's a couple of odd rules that you can tell it was from quite a long time ago. Like, you defeat the bad guy, and then it's sort of like, and now get back to the stairs. And it's like, what, the stairs that are going to take me about another 20 minutes of just rolling dice, walking across a board with nothing left in it because I've explored everything before we got here. those stairs, we'll just call it now, shall we? But what is quite nice about it is that the modern one comes with an app, and the app plays the dungeon master for you. So the two of us have been playing together, which is quite nice, on the same team. And it's nice and simple. He gets it. It's very good. And you know, I think you can get a lot of enjoyment out of watching, you know, people you care about enjoying themselves. Does that make sense? I have to kind of put it. It sounds a bit soppy, yeah, doesn't it? But like, even if it's not for me, I enjoy watching how much fun he has with it. And I think that's good. And I don't hate it. It doesn't outstay its welcome. Combat's quite quick, efficient. And the app tells you what to do with the bad guy, so you know that kind of covers that side of things. So he was then very, very keen to try another type of dungeon crawler. I do have another dungeon crawler, some of you may remember, and that is it's Gloomhaven, and he is very, very keen to play Gloomhaven. So we busted it out this weekend, and we played a game this afternoon. And I was thinking, for most of it, I think doing my tax return this year was easier and less effort. The level of admin that goes into that game, just setting up that game, is painful. And when you're playing with an 8-year-old who has decided to pick the most complex character and doesn't quite get it, it becomes even more painful. And it's not an easy game at the best of times, but it's doable. But so he was kind of playing the mind thief person, and they've got like a card that you can kind of play down, which gives you like an ongoing ability every time you attack. He sort of kept on playing that card and then not attacking, which already missing out on a bonus, and then sort of updating it to a different one. And I was like, you haven't even used that one yet. Why? What are you doing? I don't understand. It was a bit challenging. I think it was quite hard for him. I think we're probably going to look at, hopefully I can convince him to stop, but he seems quite into it now. Painful. So we might end up swapping over, and he'll go one of the kind of more tanky classes, and I'll take on the mind thief or someone, and try and be more of a support type character.
It might have been better.
Work a bit better.
Yeah, you might have done better with the prequel version, Jaws of the Lion, because I think that's a little bit less admin to that.
It wouldn't be hard to make it less admin.
Because I think all the maps are like in a binder. I haven't looked into it a lot. So you just open up and you start with the first mission, and then you put out like the decoration bits, and then it goes through it. And I think even like the playing of it is a little bit less chunky. So yeah, might be better to go back and do the prequel and get into that. And I hear it is a lot better like that.
Yeah. I'm loath to spend any more money on that system or group of games, really.
I picked mine up for like 25 quid. Gloomhaven. Jaws of the Lion.
I've got Gloomhaven, so it's free, essentially. So. I've already paid the money many years ago. It's tricky. I was wondering about Descent. Has anyone played Descent? Because that's supposed to be another good...
Yeah, well, which one?
Descent, the Journeys one? In the Dark. Journeys in the Dark, isn't it? The new one?
No. New one is... Legends of the Dark.
Oh, Legends of the Dark, okay.
Yeah. So that's the big box where it's like got 3D environment in it.
I remember you getting that.
Mm-hmm. So me and the wife got it. It's good. The wife actually said sometime last year, saying, "Oh, we haven't played that for ages. We need to get back that. I enjoyed that because it's all app driven. So it does a lot of the admin and things like that for you.
Admin.
And
then, things, that works well with HeroQuest.
So
maybe that's the way to go. Maybe I'll steer him off Gloomhaven.
Yeah, it's interesting you say HeroQuest has now got the app, and that plays the Dungeon Master for you, so that's quite cool. So.
Yeah, no, it is. It is quite good. And it's a very, very simple game, so it kind of works quite well in that respect. It's just sort of, it's just the bit that he really enjoys is kind of upgrading his character. So in HeroQuest, the only real options you've got for that are buying more items. So he loves that kind of buying from a shop. That's why I thought Gloomhaven would be good, because it's got a lot of upgrading options. But with that comes a lot of complexity.
Yeah.
And admin.
It's
not, but I wouldn't even mind that admin side of things. It's the admin during the game every single turn. And it might just be getting used to the system, but the moment, it's been a while since I played, I have to re-look up what happens in so many kind of fringe kind of cases, and the rule book isn't set out in the best way. And I watched the gaming rules video, we both did, and I would say it was not covering all bases. Deliberately, it was supposed to be quick, but I'd have preferred something slightly more comprehensive, because I was kind of left a little bit lost, unfortunately. I had to re-look things up, and so we played a very long game of the first mission, and very nearly died. Reese did die, but I just managed to finish it. But even then, that was with bending some of the rules for him, letting him sort of change cards and things like that, because he hadn't quite understood how it worked.
Yeah,
it's an interesting one.
Yeah, Descent might be a better option. As I said, it's all the admin's done through the app, and you can upgrade at the end of each mission. And then you also change up characters. That. It actually says you've got to use this character for this mission. So you've got to change out characters as and when. So
I'm not sure he'd like that. He likes having his character and making them.
Anyway, that's cool to hear.
Yeah, not my classic flavor of games, but good to play with the kids.
No, if they enjoy it, they enjoy it. That's good. What I've been playing, I actually haven't really played a lot physically wise. I just don't know. Time seeps away really quickly, and I finally had a game evening with Nigel and Karen. They just wanted to play something they already knew, so we played Quacks of Quinlan Bird. Set up a few new potion ingredients that I've never used before, and they were a bit wacky and like made you think a little bit different of how you're going to make your pot up. So we enjoyed that. But afterwards, I did actually convince and say, "Oh, do you want to try Art Society? It's quick, easy. We don't have to complete it. We just play it as a trial game, so you get to know it. And next time you come around, we can play a full game of it." And yeah, we did. We played Art Society halfway through a session. They got it. It is actually really easy. It's quite fun. There was quite a lot of faux pas-ing going on, where there's two of the same paintings next to each other. But as they said, it's a learning game. We'll get it right next time, or maybe not. So yeah, looking forward to getting some proper games of that next time in. That's really it's the only physical games we've been playing. Apart from the UK annual UK maths trading of trading games that you don't want to try and get games that you do want. And I think I had the fourth biggest trading of the group on it. So I actually got rid of 10 games and getting 8 back, because the other two is money. So yeah, I've got Skull King coming, which I'm looking forward to, which you lot keep going on about.
Good game.
Yeah. So, and others. Pillars of the Earth, got that coming as well, which is an old classic, but I think it's second edition.
I've always wanted to play that. I've read the book.
I played it a few times. Atlantis Rising, the second edition. That's one I've always wanted to play. So, and then Hamlet, the village building game. So Nick will be happy. So, one of those. So yeah, more games that are going to sit on my shelf and not be played for a while, probably. But hey-ho. I got rid of games that I don't want in my collection. So yeah, I think that's a show for today. I hope you enjoyed the shortened version of the show, and hopefully there'll be another one very close behind this in the next week or so. So yeah, if you enjoyed listening to our podcast and you enjoy the episode, let us know. You can send us a comment, as always, via our Discord, email, Twitter, or should say X, Facebook, social medias. You can also continue the conversations over on Discord, where there is quite good conversations going on, and also join us for games on BGA, Board Game Arena. So you can also find me and Nick on Blue Sky, the hopefully the new Twitter killer, if they can get their act together on that. And all the links for these can be found in the show notes as usual. So just like to say thank you guys for joining me on the show, and hope you enjoyed yourself. Time to say bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And bye from me. I don't need it at all.
Have a go. Was that right?
Yeah.
Not too...
Yeah, we stayed on time.
Short.
Yeah.
Lewis already good.
Had, Lewis only had one moan, and
I don't believe it at all.
What did I moan? I didn't moan about anything. I was very good and reserved.
Very reserved.
I had no opinions about anything political or anything like that. I was very, very, very reserved.
Well, you've got to be careful, otherwise Facebook might ban you for such things, don't you?
Well, that's
well, exactly. That's what we were discussing.
Ironically, he did seem to disagree with the notion that women should be allowed to vote. So we'll see what happens.
But, okay. Somebody needs to make it very clear that was a joke.
I was sat there for a bit, Lewis, well, going, is he joking? I don't know, I can't tell now.
Well, I thought that must be obviously a joke. I mean, that's so ridiculous, isn't it? But I, Joel, okay, because I want you to voice over that. Like, we'd like to make a side note here from Dumb Dice Podcast that this is in fact a joke.
Devon Dice do not confirm or deny that we agree with any of those opinions.
We have no political opinions at all. No, nothing to do with me. Yeah. That was my joke. I'm not having that again. Bloody hell.
All
right, do I do this then? Add another one or something? There you go. Yeah, right, I think I'm going to send it over. Part 2 1.
Start record again.
Not now.
Stop recording. Has Joel disappeared down a small hole?
I'm away from the mic.
Remember looking at this before. Oh no, it's a whole new board. So yeah. Brand new board, now featuring Australia. Looks the same kind of thing, probably different routes, things going on. So, yeah, if you've got Nukem, enjoy that. And then, yeah, new expansion coming out. Someone writing in Discord? Oh, no.
That's what I put. You can ignore it until later.
All right.
Because we can't restart for a sync clap now. I think it would be
no. It's just pinging up in my ears, and I'm just like, "What's going on?" Anyway, Altered, a new trading card game. One minute he said he's going to be there in 10 minutes. No, he's not.
Yeah. Nothing surprises me.
You caught up on Reacher?
Yeah, finished it last night. Also finished Slow Horses Season 3. We basically watched all of it last night. Have you watched Slow Horses?
No, that's an Apple one, isn't it?
Yeah. You need to subscribe to Apple. Get a 3-month free trial thing. And
yeah, I will.
It's worth it. All the best stuff is on there.
Updates. Bollocks. Yeah, we just got to do the Last Reacher. And then...
I shall not say a word. Although you kind of feel like you know where it's going anyway, so...
Yeah. Yeah. I do like it, but it's just like... The overkilling or people in it.
There's a lot of killing in this one.
There is. And even though like they're just killing like henchmen and things like that, I do keep thinking, these people had families. Does it not matter about these people? Kind of thing.
Oh, yes, you'll enjoy the last episode then. Clearing house episode.
Oh, dear. I do love the second to last. Is it the second to last one? Must have been, because it was the one we watched. And he's like just talking to the woman and her kid in the motel room, and he just casually says, "Yeah, I'm just going to kill him."
Yeah.
And the kids just sat there like Malvo. And she goes, "Have we done just casually talking about murder kind of thing?"
Isn't it when they sort of dump all the chocolate bars on? He goes, "Can I have a chocolate bar, or are we going to talk about killing more people?"
That's it. That's it. Here he is.
Hello.
Hello.
I made it, finally. But I'm here now. I only made an effort to be here because Nick wasn't going to be here.
Are you filling in for Nick?
Now he's coming anyway, so I was like, well, why'd I bother? I'm not needed.
You are needed, Lewis. Not Nick. Lewis. Have you done your top 10?
Yeah, I've got it here on my phone.
Oh, are you keeping it secret, are you?
Well, not so much a secret so much as I just sort of went through the list and wrote down the 10 games that I actually recognised, and then now I'm ordering them.
Now you're ordering them. Oh, you're ordering them. Oh, but you mean you're buying them.
Yeah, that would also work. Right, I'm just quickly the order. That's definitely top, isn't it?
Right, Lewis, you know we're doing two shows.
Sounds good.
Right. Are you recording?
No.
Not yet.
Okay.
Recording now.
Garage Band. Let me find it. Garage Band.
Three, two, one.